Well, in his State of the Union address on Tuesday night, President Trump said that unemployment for Americans with disabilities has reached an all-time low. But critics say many people with disabilities have given up looking for work, so the president's remarks don't paint the full picture. Another problem that people with disabilities face is quality, affordable housing. Nationwide, it's estimated that 80% of adults with developmental or intellectual disabilities live with their families. Phoebe Petrovic from Wisconsin Public Radio reports on a group of parents who are trying to help their adult children with disabilities find housing tailored to their needs.
On a Tuesday in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, five women have gathered around a cafe table crowded with coffee cups and thick binders.
Well, why don't you talk about your homework?
So my homework is...
Today they're talking about grant applications. Some are specific.
Oh, here's the one. Do not use grant funds on posters and excessive begging.
The group needs to raise $500,000 to help build an apartment complex they're calling Home of Our Own. These parents and grandparents all have adult children with disabilities who still live with them. The group's leaders, Marianne Omakin and Susan Wallach, met over 20 years ago when their children, Amy and Frank, were in preschool. Amy and Frank both have autism and are nonverbal. Wallach says she and Omakin often spoke about their children's futures.
What happens when our children grow up, and where are they going to live, and what are their lives going to look like? Because we know these are not going to be children who are going to be independent someday.
Amy and Frank are now in their mid-20s and still live with their parents. But Omakin knows their children can't live with them forever.
Let's face it, we are going to die one day. And we would much rather plan thoughtfully and to not have the planning be driven by a crisis.
The parents worry about what will happen when they're no longer able to care for their children. And they say they don't want to put them in group homes or isolated apartments, worrying it might expose them to abuse. People with intellectual disabilities experience sexual assault at a rate 7 times that of those without disabilities, according to data from the U.S. Department of Justice obtained by NPR. So Omakin says that for the past 6 years, the families behind Home of Our Own have met weekly in this cafe, trying to figure out how to build a place where their children can live on their own, safely and affordably, among friends and neighbors in rural Wisconsin.
This is a really, really determined set of parents, and we just refused to give up.
They dreamed up a specific plan, an integrated community in New Glarus, a small town nearby that would welcome residents of all abilities and incomes. Disability advocates, nonprofit developers, and state officials all say there is a shortage of affordable, accessible housing in Wisconsin. And it's nationwide, says Nicole Jorwick, director of rights policy at the ARC of the United States, which advocates for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
And it's something that families all over the country who have family members with disabilities worry about on a daily basis.
California and Oregon have developments similar to Home of Our Own, affordable apartments where people with and without disabilities can live together. But across the country, more than 500,000 people are on wait lists for Medicaid services that could help them gain access to housing and support. Jorwick says the need is so much larger than a few innovative housing models. And that's true here in Wisconsin, according to David Ginger. He oversees the allocation of tax credits for affordable developments for the state.
I suspect I could allocate all my tax credits to supportive housing for the next couple of years and still not make a huge dent into the need.
Home of Our Own has applied for those tax credits, which would largely cover the $8 million project. They have secured a plot of land and drawn up building designs. Omakin says they're getting closer.
Oh my gosh. In some ways, it feels like this has been the longest journey of our lives. But in other ways, it feels like all of a sudden it's moving really quickly.
It's been tough, but Susan Wallach, the group's other leader, says their children have kept them going.
Our children are the most amazing teachers, and they're the most remarkable people. And if we are strong, it is because our children have taught us to be strong.
If the parents succeed, they'll create 40 new homes in Wisconsin. But advocates say there are still thousands of adults with disabilities who need quality, affordable, accessible housing. And to answer that need, it'll take more than just a few dedicated parents. For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Petrovic.